Congratulations to the 2015 newly named Fruit Production Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner from the state of Virginia, Claire Seibel. Claire, tell me how you're feeling. I mean, it's pretty exciting to just win a national proficiency.
I'm pretty ecstatic right now. I'm still kind of in shock from just walking across the stage. It's really amazing. It's pretty indescribable.
Well, you know, looking at what you hold, and you got two pieces of hardware that shows what you've been doing, and you've been pretty successful. So why don't you explain a little bit what your SAE was to win this national title?
So I was in fruit production placement. I've been working on my family farm in the vineyards for as long as I can remember. So I've been doing every task from communicating with our workers in Spanish to harvesting and storing the crops to vine management and everything else in between in the past few years. So my SAE encompasses most aspects of fruit production and nearly all of them in the viticulture industry.
That's very interesting. Great to hear that you have a diversified role within your SAE. Now, behind any great SAEs, and quite frankly, anything in life, we always have a great set of people who kind of push us to that next level. Who would you say has been your biggest supporters and mentors throughout this project of yours?
Definitely my parents. It is a family operation, as I said, and they've taught me everything with the vineyard. They're the ones who gave me the green light on doing all of my different projects, research, and then just regular work. They're the ones who've always helped me and taught me how to do everything that I've ever wanted to learn in the vineyard.
Now, obviously, sometimes there's some things that we have challenges with. What would you say is one of your greatest challenges that you came across throughout your SAE but then overcame?
One of the greatest challenges, especially with viticulture, is the uncontrollable aspects of weather, disease, and damage. Especially with Virginia vineyards, it's really easy to lose entire crops to sour rot and frost and other aspects like that. And it's really difficult to handle those variables because they're uncontrollable. And it's sometimes hard to bounce back when you do have large varietal loss due to those. But you always have to replant and keep going, or otherwise your livelihood won't continue.
Exactly. Now, Claire, if you had an FFA member that came up to you and was talking to you and discovered that you were a national proficiency winner and they were interested in kind of starting their own little proficiency in SAE and fruit production, what would be some advice that you would give them?
My advice would be to keep careful records, because that's always really important to filling out the proficiency award, and also to be very reflective about their project, so that way when they answer their questions, they're, you know, speaking from their heart and speaking about their industry or about their project as a whole instead of just little details that come to mind. And just work your hardest with the application and know that it will be difficult, but it's definitely worth all the effort that is needed to put in.
Lastly, Claire, what's the future looking like? When you get home from National FFA Convention, what's the plan?
First, I'm going to finish all the makeup work from missing a week of school. Then I want to continue working in our vineyard. Now that we've wrapped up harvest, there's going to be winter pruning, and then it'll be back to summer spraying, canopy management, and then harvesting again. I want to go to possibly Virginia Tech and major in biological systems engineering, and I want to work on a worldwide scale and helping to produce the food for the 9.6 billion people expected by 2050.
Well, once again, congratulations to Claire Seibel of Virginia, who has recently been named the 2015 Fruit Production Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner, sponsored by DuPont Company. Reporting from the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shaw.